Thank you for calling Local Splash. This is Catherine. How can I help?
Yeah, I just saw a message in Facebook.
Yeah?
Saying that there's, let me look it up to get you there. Y'all have access to the Facebook page, right?
Yep, that would be correct. But I would need to pull up your account to confirm. Can I get your business phone number?
832-660-8780.
Okay. And your first and last name?
Nick Redwan.
And your business name, too?
Houston Central Air.
Okay. Thank you so much. So you asked them, what is it about your Facebook that concerns you?
Well, there's a two messages now. When I called, there was one, and then a new one just appeared. Dear admin page, I'm from Facebook sub-team. This is an important message from Facebook for admin page. We have received multiple reports that your business account has violated the terms of service and community guidelines using, and then it lists like four different things, and it's saying to please review and submit your complaint here, and then it has like a URL.
Okay.
You have 24 hours to file.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you have access to the Facebook page, it's under messages.
All right. Thank you so much for bringing that to our attention first. These are actually, I would say known. It's a known scam message or spam message on Facebook. So these are actually being sent to you by a messenger. They're kind of like telling you about probable, like I would say, suspension or like anything negative that could impact your business. So to trigger you to click on the link. Now please make sure you do not click on any link provided, as it's going to direct you to a page outside of Facebook. As of the moment, I mean, for now, please ignore the message. Again, this is a spam or scam message from Facebook. I'll show you what happened, you know, just to give you a little story about it. Before, they did that first, like, they do send the email via your regular email, the email associated to your Facebook. But because a lot of have been ignoring it, they are wanting to send it over to you via messages instead, or messenger.
Yeah.
And then it even actually resorted to, I would say, to, you know, to a scenario wherein they posted in comments too. So since a lot have been ignoring it in the comment section, they're trying to move towards sending it via message again. So. Anything that sends you a link on Facebook, please be very vigilant and careful not to click on any. If you wish for us to confirm, then just let us know. And don't worry, again, your Facebook page.
Sure, that's why I called you guys, because, you know, I'm paying you to, you know, maintain these pages. So, what, you know, even if it was legit, why would I click on it and you know, deal with it, that I would call you and say, if it's legit, deal with it, and if it's not legit, you know, we'll ignore it. So, yeah, it shocks me, you know, in 2024, we're about to be in 2025, when you hear, you know, some of these, you know, phishing scams where they mass send it out and, you know, yeah, people still fall for it. Like, you know, oh, somebody called me and said they're from my bank, and it showed that they were from my bank, and, you know, I got scammed out of money. It's like, you hang up, you call the number on the back of the bank, and you still can, you know, take care of the issue if there is an issue, or they'll let you know that you were about to get scammed. So, you know, I don't give out my name, or if somebody calls me unsolicited, I don't engage. So, like I said, if it's a scam, we'll ignore it. If it's legit, yeah, you know, I assumed there may be a legitimate aspect to it, because y'all had just put, you know, the pictures and stuff and their stock photos. So I thought, you know, y'all might have used a picture that you weren't supposed to, and whoever owns that picture put in a complaint So when I called you, I wasn't, 100% it was a scam, but I figured whether it's a scam or not, that's what I pay you guys for. If it did trigger something, it's something y'all added to the page, so y'all would need to deal with it. So I appreciate the update, the information.
Right.
And
yeah.
Is there a way to report them to Facebook too?
Actually,
or
we are,
is
I'll,
just
I'll
ignored?
Yep, I'll have our Facebook team report it. Don't worry. I'll send an information to them right now. And again, this is actually all because we've blasted your information and we're still currently optimizing it. You're highly visible
yeah.
online, so you may be targeted by, I would say, spam callers even, spam messages too. And this is also disclosed during your onboarding call that you may receive all types of possible, I would say, results from the marketing that we'll do, but this is just going to be on the initial stage. Once
no
you're
worries.
Already optimized, this should slowly decrease to no more, I would say, spam messages. Okay?
Can you also put a call, can you let whoever handles the Google listing reach out? Because I got an urgent message, email saying, they found a way because we couldn't access the Google page. For some reason, when I try to log in, it's not giving me access to the Google. So I got an email saying urgent, and these are the ways to claim your page, and then here's a link to click on it, that'll take you the way. And when I clicked on it, it didn't take me. It took me to my Google email address.
Okay.
But there was no business attached to it for me to claim.
Okay. Well, actually, as far as what I do see here for your Google business profile, you are being required to do a video verification. We sent you an invite to the new Google business profile created. You have to accept the invite first for you to access the Google business profile that you need to do a video verification.
Let me see. Hold on.
Did you receive an email regarding you being added as a manager to your Google to the Google business profile?
Let me see. Well, I got one that says, urgent to claim the Google thing, and I'm looking it up right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, needed. Okay. Yeah, so... There's a, are you looking at the same thing or do I have to kind of explain where I'm at?
Well, can you tell me more?
What do you mean?
Can you tell me more about what you're seeing? What page you're at right now?
Well, I'm at the email. I just opened the email you guys sent. It says, hello, Nick. This is great news. And it says to verify via the this method, complete these steps, and then says using a mobile phone, tap on the link. When I tap on the link,
when was that sent to you, by the way?
Let me see. This was sent November 8th.
Okay, yep, that's the correct email. I see here that our Google team updated 8th of November. Okay, yeah. So when you click on the link, what happens?
It brings me over to business.google.com. And then, let me see here. Now, I have my personal Google email listed previously for a different business, so I have to switch to the this company's Google. And when I mm-hmm. click on that email, it says, it brings me to a Google page that says, find and manage your business.
Okay, but were you not able to receive an email on the 6th of November? 6th of November, we sent you an invite.
Let me see. This one is for Facebook. You said 6th of November?
Yep, 6th of November.
Okay. Okay, so if for some reason it, on the side where the dates are, it just tells you 2 days ago, 3 days ago for it. So that one I just told you about on the 8th of November was, mm-hmm. it was 4 days ago. So 6 would be 6 days ago.
Yep. Well, if you want to, I'll just go ahead and probably resend you the invite. And then from there, accept the invite. And once you've accepted the invite, I would highly recommend then that you go back to the email that was sent to you on the 8th of November so you can do the verification process.
Is yeah, okay? I'm looking. Oh, hold on. Action needed. Start Google video verification. Okay, I'm looking at an email on the 6th of November,
yep.
and it looks identical to the one I was just telling you about. It's
okay.
Carbon copy to...
Mm-hmm. I'm just going to send you. I mean, I'm just going to go ahead and resend you the invite. Give me one quick second.
It's funny because the reason all these, you know, because of all these scammers out here,
mm-hmm.
it was the main reason I, it took me hours to finally decide to actually sign up with you guys. And one of the reasons I wasn't going to, because it, you know, I'm like, okay, it's a new company. There are scammers that are going to call. So it doesn't just, you know, these scammers don't just hurt, you know, individuals and businesses. They, you know, by stealing from them, it also hurts, you know, businesses like yours where you're calling to legitimately, you know, offer a service that, but people are so weary these days. They're like, I don't know if I trust this. So.
I get your point. No worries. First, I would have to confirm what email address. Are you trying to access your Google Business Profile? Is it the yahoo.com?
Yeah, Houston Central Air at Yahoo.
Okay. Let's see. I'm going to go ahead and resend you the invite. Okay.
Okay.
So you should be getting it on top of your email list. Make sure you accept it and then try to access it from there.
Okay. Give me a moment, sir.
Okay. I just sent you the invite. You should be getting a notification about it.
I'm sorry. Say that again?
I already sent the invite.
Yeah. Let me see. Give me one second.
Sure.
Okay, so
yes.
No. Okay, so
were you able to do it?
Well, when I click through it, after I hit accept, says claim my business. It took me to a Google page where it says, in the search bar, my business, and then it basically has just a... And then I got an email through my Google account, says, you are now a manager of Houston Central Air Repair, Maintenance, Install.
Okay.
So,
cool. Yes, and from there, since you are already a manager, you could start on the email that came from the 8th of November to do the video verification.
Okay. Are we?
Yeah.
It's weird because this one says, you know, get verified. I'm not sure if this is the right one. Because as I explained to the person I spoke to about this from your company, is it, there's more than one, and they said we need to try and access the one that already has reviews and history.
Yeah.
Because this one says customers can't see your business information, get verified to get find your on Google. But if you go to Google and hit, my other phone, I go to Google and I put Houston Central Air and I put the zip code that the business is in just to kind of root out and get a little, you know, closer and not have to thumb down too far. I can see that webpage. So that tells me what I just became a manager of is what, the other page that we're not trying to work on.
Yes, that is correct. Well, in the process of claiming that Google Business Profile that has reviews and the one that we're trying to claim, the option or like the process that we're doing is we are creating a duplicate. So this is a duplicate and that Google will detect it's a duplicate to the other one and associate it. So from there, we can start on claiming the one that has reviews. Okay, it's all part of the process that we're actually doing and claiming it.
Okay, and what was your name again?
Yes, my name is Catherine.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, so just do the process of verifying the duplicate. Again, because Google doesn't like duplicates, right? They would associate it to the current one, and since we're creating it, most likely they'll allow us by then to claim the Google Business Profile with reviews.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Anything else, by the way, can further assist you?
No, that's it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, and have a wonderful rest of your day.